to Dinking Out Loud, where we help you to become a more effective pickleball player. You'll hear game-changing interviews with the sport's best players and coaches while getting actionable tips and strategies you can implement to rapidly improve your pickleball game. Now here's your host, Trey Sizemore.
So welcome to this episode of Dinking Out Loud. And today we're serving up an incredibly important topic that every player needs to hear. All of us here love the excitement of the game, the great feeling that we get when we execute a great shot, and the camaraderie on the court. But there's something that can quickly take us out of the action and off the court, and that's injuries. So that's why I'm thrilled today to introduce our special guest, Colleen Riddle. Colleen, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here today with you.
Absolutely. So Colleen is not only a fitness professional with 17 years of personal training experience, but she's also a passionate pickleball player who understands firsthand the frustration of being sidelined by injuries. She's here today to share her expertise on injury prevention and introduce us to her game-changing program designed specifically for pickleball players. So with that, Colleen, maybe we could start by diving into your journey a little bit. And how did your personal experiences with injuries on the pickleball court inspire you to create the injury prevention program?
Yeah, so my background is a swimmer. I was a competitive swimmer my whole life. So I was so excited when pickleball came around. It reignited that passion of competition. So started playing probably about, I think it was 2019. And just for fun. But I kept seeing people getting hurt. And then I got hurt. Like I hurt my hip real bad. I was out for months. I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I just started thinking, oh my gosh, if I'm a personal trainer, why am I getting injured? And I started just paying attention to the people that were getting injured and just going, there's something missing here. What can I do to use my professional passion and experience in all those years to create something for specifically for pickleballers? So I just went on a deep dive of paying attention, doing some research on, okay, what are the most common things that are happening here, the most common injuries? And then I went to dive on myself with this hip issue that I had. Well, what happened, I'm sure a lot of you can relate, when you start playing pickleball, everything else kind of goes to the side. At least that's what happened to me. It was like, I stopped doing my gym workouts, which I was very consistent with, because if I had a free time, I wanted to play pickleball, not get in the gym. And I also was not doing a warm-up, like a real warm-up. We can dive deeper into those things, but that's what got me thinking. And so it took me about a year of just researching and really figuring out. And I wanted to create something that was simple, again, because as pickleballers, we don't want something complicated. We want to spend the most of our time on the court playing. So I wanted it to be simple but effective, and then specifically really honing in on those muscles and movements that we use on the court. So that's how the idea of the Fit Pickleballer Injury Prevention Program was born. And I'm just so excited to let people know about it and know there's simple things that you can do to keep you on the court, because there's nothing more frustrating than not being able to play.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And nowadays we're seeing so much. It seems like every time I'm looking at an article online or reading the newspaper with things around pickleball, it's like pickleball injuries. And they're just, you know, yes. Seems like every time you turn around, it's a lot of that's going on.
Yeah. I saw a stat that I think it was in Forbes, and then I've seen it a lot since then, but it was estimated that 400 to 500 million was going to be spent on pickleball injuries. In 2024. Yeah, it's that. And, you know, I keep my pulse. I get those Google alerts. I don't know if you ever do Google alerts, but yeah. I have pickleball injury in there for a Google alert. And so every day I read the articles that are out there about people getting injured in pickleball. And it's just, it's rampant. Anything from sprained wrists because people are backpedaling to go for the lob, or knee injuries, Achilles injuries, just so many different things. So I'm just amazed, you know, a lot of times all the surgeons, the orthopedic surgeons are being quoted in the articles about how they're seeing all these pickleball players coming into their office.
Yeah, it's amazing. Very lucrative for them right now. But we're going to keep listeners of this podcast out of those offices, hopefully.
Exactly. That's my goal.
Yeah. So That being said, you know, we mentioned, you know, injuries on the rise, all these things that are going on. We want to stay away from that. What are some of the more common injuries that you see with pickleball players out there?
Like I said, one of the top one is wrist injuries for people falling and trying to break their fall with their wrist. Another big one is Achilles ruptures, Achilles and calf injuries. And, you know, that's when we get out there and we're not used to moving our bodies in a particular way. We're not used to, if you're jumping up to try to get it instead of running for the lob, you know, that kind of movement that our muscles just are not used to if you haven't been playing pickleball and you get out there and you start doing these movements. Another big thing I see is knee issues. You know, we do a lot of lateral movements on the court. And again, if our body's not used to that, our muscles aren't trained for that movement. And so the knee doesn't have a lot of stability. And that's where the importance of doing those some specific exercises to strengthen the quads and your glutes. A lot of that is coming from your glutes and your stability in your glutes and hamstrings. So those are common. You know, something as simple as, I hope everyone is using eye protection. That is something, I have been hit in the face twice, very hard. Thankfully, it wasn't in the eye. But after the first time, I'm like, I'm never getting on the court without eye protection. I mostly play outside, so I usually have my sunglasses on. But if it's cloudy or something, I got the protective ones. Like, that's huge. I've read a lot of scary stories and, you know, it's our eyes. That's important. So something as simple as let's wear eye protection. And then another simple thing is making sure you're wearing the right shoes, right? People that are newer to the sport get out there and think that tennis shoes are okay, like running shoes. And that just doesn't have that stability for the lateral movements that I was just talking about. And that gives, you know, your ankle can just twist in no time with that. So, you know, those two are such simple little fixes, right? You don't even have to exercise extra for that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And especially on like the indoor courts, I think sometimes those surfaces and how they're treating them and their multi-sport surfaces, and oftentimes there'll be things on the court and it becomes even more problematic. So yeah, that's a great point. A lot of people don't think about is, you know, making sure they've got the right shoes, checking those things out, eye protection, huge. And it's interesting because I played tennis for so many years, never really wore eye protection other than, you know, occasionally sunglasses playing outside. But I see so many people in pickleball, just as you mentioned, having issues getting hit in the face of the ball. You mentioned getting hit twice. It's definitely something to keep in mind for sure.
Another thing I see is just general back pain, right? Back issues. We're leaning over a lot in that ready position and our lower back. I know a lot of people have issues with their lower back, and that's why it's so important to strengthen your core. Because once your core gives out, everything else stems from there. So if you can focus on doing some simple planks and some bird dogs, those things that strengthen that core, you're going to last a lot longer. You're not going to get as fatigued as quickly, because as soon as different areas, wherever our weak spots are, we start to get fatigued, that's where that injury can happen. You know, one wrong move, once that core gets fatigued, it's easy to have injuries happen from there.
And you mentioned bird dog. I think I know what that is, but I'm not sure.
It's when you're on all fours and you do opposite arm, opposite leg. You're like extending. So you're activating your abs and your lower back. So a lot of people think core, they just think of abs. And your core is actually your abdominals and your back muscles and going into your glutes. All of that is your core. And so, you know, when you think about everything stems from there. So starting with your core is one of the most important things that you can strengthen just in general, but let alone, you know, pickleball. We want that strong core to support that back and keep that strong and healthy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I go out on the courts, you know, I'll do some warm up. Some people do, some people don't, I find, but what have you found? What role does proper warm up play to help us when we're preventing pickleball injuries?
Yeah, it's huge. If people walk away here with nothing other than adding a warm up and more than just dinking, when a lot of people, we think warm up, oh, I'm going to dink back and forth, do a couple drop shots, do a couple drives, and I'm ready to go. I can't tell you how many times I see people, like, they're just like, okay, I'm ready. You ready? I'm like, not quite. But if you can do things, which I call them, that they're called dynamic movements. So instead of, think of stretching where you grab your foot and you stretch your quad muscle, or you stick your foot out there and stretch your hamstring, Those are great for after you play. Before you play, you really want to get the muscles warm. You never want to stretch a cold muscle. And so what that looks like is jogging in place, doing jumping jacks. We want to get that heart rate, get the oxygen flowing to the muscles. So start by just a little bit of aerobic activity. I mean, it can literally be 10 jumping jacks, but you want to get the body moving and then go into warming up dynamically. So arm swings, again, moving shoulder issues was one I didn't mention when we were talking about common injuries. I see a lot of shoulder injuries, not as much as tennis, because tennis is a little bit, you know, you do the overhead serve, but we do a lot of overheads in pickleball. And also the backhand and our rear delts, the muscle behind the shoulder doesn't get worked often. So, you know, adding some arm swings, adding some leg swings, warming up the hip joint. I need to do a video for you and we can add it. These hip movements, like I call them hip cars. And you took your knee out and around and it's warming up those hip joints. It's getting fluid to your joints, doing squats. You know, just doing some air squats. And then most importantly, doing some lateral movements, doing some little shuffles back and forth, warming up the sides of the glutes, getting ready for those lateral movements, because that's where so many injuries happen, is those quick movements and your knee goes one way and your body goes the other because they're just not warm. So by warming up, doing that dynamic warm up, you're firing those muscles, your body, you're preparing your body for what's needed on the court. Because we all know pickleball is a lot more intense than people think, right? You're doing a lot of stuff out there and a lot of it's very fast. So I think, you know, just by, and it doesn't have to be a long warm up. I mean, I literally, it's 5 minutes. I have a warm up with my bands that I do. And what's great about that is you're adding a little bit of resistance. So it's really firing those muscles, getting everything ready. So when I get out there, I'm ready to go. This one time I was in the middle of designing this program. And I had my bands, and I was running through, I was trying different things of what I wanted to include in my program, but I was always doing these warm-ups with the band. Well, one day I was running late and, you know, you don't want people waiting on you. So they're like, come on, are you ready? And I was like, okay, I won't do my warm-up today. Well, sure enough, the hamstring glute connector right up there, right underneath your butt, pulled it. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah. And I was like, well, now I have an even stronger story. Don't skip the warm up, no matter what. 5 minutes, people can wait.
You took one for the team there.
I did. And I regretted it. And I haven't done it since. So I try to show up 5 minutes early, get my short little warm up done and ready to go. And, you know, not only are you preparing your body and your muscles will thank you and your body will thank you, but you're going to play better in that first game. You know, how many times is everyone like, oh, it's my first game? But when you do a good proper warm up, your body's ready. And it's also a mental thing. You're engaging your mind. You're getting ready to play, depending on where you are, what level you are. Even if you're just going out there and you're just new, you're getting in that mindset of, okay, I'm going from, because some people I know literally go from the couch to pickleball, right? And that's where a lot of injuries happen. Their body is like, what the heck? What's going on here? But at the higher levels, like you're doing your warm up and you're like, all right, I'm mentally preparing my mind and my body to get out there and play.
I love it.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Does the warm-up change based on, like, you know, if you're playing in the fall or winter and it's cold versus summer? I mean, obviously we still want to do a warm-up, but does it take longer during one season than the other? Any variations?
Not that I found. Mm-mm. I found, just of course, everybody's different. It might take you a little bit longer to get warmed up in the winter if you're outside. But as far as the movements and everything, it's all the same movements. And you'd be amazed what 5 minutes will do, especially when you're doing the right movements. Like I said, that's what I love about my program is these bands, they go around your wrist. So it's hands-free. And so you can actually hold your paddle, go through a backhand, a forehand, do rotations, because again, that back, the core. So even if you don't have the bands, rotating your body before you play, like doing a lunge and a twist, getting that body twist, because a lot of people pull their backs out when they go and reach for that dink that's just out of their way and pull something. So yeah, I don't think that the time of year really matters. It's just the basics.
You mentioned the cool down as well, the warm up being more dynamic, cool down being maybe a little more static stretching. Is that accurate?
Yes, you are exactly right. So afterwards, and it's hard, I know, you know, you either got to get out of there, you go somewhere, or you start, you know, the pickleball is so social. I love that about it, the community that you create. But just taking even just 2 minutes to stretch your quads, grab that foot, stretch out your quads, lean over, stretch out that lower back. And again, this is something you can do when you get home. So it doesn't have to be done right there at the pickleball court. And in fact, I normally don't. I get home, I lay down, I have, you know, take a band, stretch, just spend a few minutes stretching and foam rolling. Oh, if you don't have a foam roller, get a foam roller. You will thank me. It is just magic. I usually do that before I leave, and then I do it again when I get home. It's just awesome to help loosen up those muscles. And if you've ever rolled your IT band, have you ever rolled your IT band?
I have, yes.
It kind of makes you cry.
You didn't see. I had a little tear starting just now thinking
right?
about it.
But as I tell all my clients, if you are consistent with it, it really doesn't hurt. It hurts when you need it and you haven't done it in a while. But, you know, those small things, just taking care of our body, and especially, you know, the older that we get, that's the thing is when you're young and you're, you know, in your 20s, your body rebounds a lot better. As we get up there, I'm about to be 50. I'm noticing a lot of difference just in the last 10 years with my own body and how the aches and pains. And so by taking 5 minutes before, 5 minutes after, it just makes a huge difference. Another way to recover is Epsom salt baths. You know, that is a great way, especially if you've played a lot or you've played a lot of days in a row of hard pickleball, that Epsom salt really helps to loosen up those muscles. So that's another thing that I'm a huge fan of. And the other direction is for inflammation, are ice baths. Have you ever done one of those?
Once, a long time ago, yes.
Yeah. I have a love-hate relationship with them because I hate being cold. Like, I hate being cold. But oh my gosh, it's so good for your body and inflammation. You know, you can do it for a minute. And the other thing, ice baths, what I really love about it is it the mental aspect. If you can get into your breathing and breathe through it and really do that deep breathing, that transitions to your everyday life. It's like getting into that breathing. So if you've never tried an ice bath, I highly recommend that you try that. It's really, really good for your body, but they kind of suck too. So
I'll be honest, it kind of sucked.
Just being honest. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of it, we've been going through with injury prevention. We mentioned that you have a program that you've put out there. Could you tell folks that are listening a little about the Fit Pickleballers Injury Prevention Program?
Yes. So my program is online. So when you purchase it, it comes with a set of bands. And these bands, I searched long and hard to see what company I wanted to partner with for the band aspect, because there's tons of different bands out there. And a lot of them are, you know, you probably have them, they're the rubber kind with the handles, and that's fine for certain things, but I wanted something more high tech, if you will. These go around your wrist and you're able to do these movements from your core. I've already kind of mentioned the importance of core strength. And so in my program with these bands, everything is involving the core. And so that's what I love about them. But you get the bands, and then there's 6 videos that you get. One is specifically a warm up. So it's a 5-minute warm up. And what I love, and you don't have to bring it to the court, but I find it's very, very effective. You know, most courts have fences. It literally clips on the fence. You run through the little 5-minute. Once you do it a couple times with the video, you know the exercises. So that's a wonderful thing to do before you play. And then the other 5 videos are specifically targeting the muscles that we use in pickleball. And the cool thing is they're only 5 to 7 minutes long. So I wanted it to be super effective. And that's the other thing I love about these bands is by the movements that we're doing in these little short workouts, make it so effective, specifically targeting the areas I talked about, the back of the shoulder, the core, the hips, the glutes, lateral movements with that tension on there. So it's super simple, but super effective. And I wanted to be short so that people who didn't exercise outside of pickleball could still do that, right? That's still doable to do 3 times a week, 5 to 7 minutes. But if you do exercise and do resistance training, which I highly recommend, again, especially the older that we get, we've got to preserve our muscle mass. But you can add that in. If you're doing your regular workout, add in one of those videos, 5 to 7 minutes into your workout. It's really cool to be able to do that. So that's what the program is. Very simple. You get 6 videos in the band, and then I do a follow-up series of little coaching emails to keep you focused and to keep you on track with that. But that's it. Super simple.
I love it. Yeah. Well, everyone, I think that brings us to the end of this episode with our amazing guest, Colleen Riddle. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling very inspired and definitely more knowledgeable and ready to prioritize injury prevention in my own pickleball game. So, Colleen, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your passion with us today. The insights that you shared with us on injury prevention are invaluable for the listeners. And hoping they take it to heart and get out there and do the warm-ups and do the cool-downs and do the things that are keep them healthy and out there playing. Before we wrap up, though, could you remind everyone where they can find more information about your Fit Pickleballers Injury Prevention Program?
Yes, you can go to fitpickleballer.com. You can also, I'd love to hook up with you on social media. My Instagram is @TheFitPickleballer on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook. So reach out. I'd love to answer any questions. You know, if something came up for you today as you're listening to this and you're like, what did you mean when you said this? My passion is educating people, because I feel like when you're educated and you know, it helps you to make those decisions. So I'm really big about empowering you to make better choices for your body. So please reach out if there's any questions I can answer at all.
Awesome. Yeah. And we'll put the links to the socials and to the program in the show notes as well. So I would encourage everyone, you know, check out Colleen's program. And remember, staying injury-free is key to enjoying this wonderful sport that we all love for years to come. And if you found today's episode valuable, please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. Your support helps us continue bringing you top-notch pickleball content. And until next time, keep your paddles up, stay safe on the court, and remember, a strong body leads to a stronger game, and see you on the courts.
Thanks for listening to Dinking Out Loud with Trey Sizemore. Please visit us at pickleballhut.com for more great resources.